Some sad news to report. Choreographer and dancing legend Katherine Dunham died yesterday in New York City. She was 96. Dunham was an author, civil rights activist, and anthropologist as well. In fact, it was her research abroad in Haiti and other Caribbean countries that left the biggest mark on her dancing. Dunham would fuse African and Caribbean influences with what had been a European-dominated art form. In the 1930s, she created the country's first self-supported all-black modern dance group. The group toured throughout the world and paved the way for future black dance companies. Dunham's career spanned the stage and the film industry as well, with her choreography appearing in Broadway musicals like Cabin in the Sky and in Hollywood films like Stormy Weather and Carnival of Rhythm. In her later years, she taught her Dunham technique to some of Hollywood's biggest stars, including Marlon Brando and James Dean. But for Dunham, performing was not enough. She also used her talents and fame in her role as a civil rights activist. She refused to perform in segregated theaters, and starting in the late 1960s, she spent much of her time in East St. Louis, Illinois, offering dance and other art classes to the largely black and poor community there. Katherine Dunham, dead at 96. Next up on News and Notes, our tech guru Mario Armstrong has tips on when to find the best deals on your favorite gadgets. And from Broadway superstar to Billboard chart topper, singer Heather Headley is back with a new CD and a new tour.